I do not have to experience anything negative. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. I do not have to experience anything negative. Well, this morning, just in time for lunch, I got back from Tucson, Arizona, where we had a nice weekend seminar. A couple of television shows and so forth. It was a very exciting and a very joyous trip. And on the way home, I listened to the talks that I had given on my little Olympus as it was playing through the car radio speaker, and it really came through nice. I was really very happy with it. And then I was hearing things that I had heard from different people, where they were telling me that they had little problems in their life. They had little difficulties in their life where things were not working well, and where they were having trouble with their girlfriends or their boyfriends or with their husbands or wives or their children. And I always just say, I do not have to experience anything negative, and you do not have to experience anything negative. Why is it that we ever do experience anything negative in our life? Well, mainly because of one little thing. One little thing. We call it negative. Oh, Herb, that's too easy. Yes, it is, isn't it? We call it negative, and so when we experience something we don't like and we call it negative, we're experiencing something negative, but we don't have to. Mm-hmm. Now, during the seminar, we had some interesting talk about there is no place where God is not, you know, that God is everywhere, that God is all, and God is the whole shebang. And I was telling them about Dante's Inferno and how beautiful it was as a book and how glorious it was with the pictures of the people being burned to death in the flames. But they had to be dead to get down there in the first place. And so they had to be bodiless to get down there, because certainly if we all would like to take our bodies with us, do you think they're going to let us take us with us to heaven or to hell? Which would be the place that would be more likely to let you take your body with you? I would say probably heaven, you know. And certainly not to hell. That's a privilege. But we don't take it any place. However, we have the feeling that some things are negative. Now, we make this statement, and we will make it again and again and again and again. It's a wonderful statement. It's not ours, but it's a good statement. We stole it. They meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. Now, who is they? They is your creation. Who is God? God is you. Now, you mean everything for good. So, if you mean everything for good, then there is no such thing as I do not have to experience anything negative. You do not have to experience anything positive. You do not have to experience anything negative. You do not have to experience anything. This is part of our theme. What does the University of Healing teach? Be yourself and have fun in the now, in this instant. Now, how can you think of anything else in this instant than what you think about this instant? How can you think about anything else this instant unless it's what you think about this instant? How many things can you think about in an instant? Well, actually, you can think about a lot, but basically, you can only think about one thing. Are you a happy person? Yes. Is there anything that makes you unhappy? No. I just finished a drive of 385 miles one way from Tucson to here. And I got up this morning at, it probably was 5:30 our time, or 6. It was 6 their time, and at 6:30 I was on the way. Yeah. And so I drove down the street, and I said, I want to see a Denny's restaurant so I can have an omelet and go on my way. And there was a Denny's restaurant. And I drove in, And I was the only customer in the restaurant at that time in the morning. And the waitress says, what would you like? And I said, I'd like an omelet without any eggs, and without any hush. There you go, without any eggs, without any bread or potatoes or all that other good stuff, just an omelet. And she says, fine, it's yours. And then I, oh yes, and then I had my cup out to take my coffee in the car, and she says, shall I fill that with you right now? You want to drink from there too? Sure, why not? So she filled my cup right away. And everything was just perfect, and I had a wonderful, happy breakfast, and then I was on my way. And I got in the car, and I started listening to the tapes of what we had made during the weekend seminar. And after I did that, that continued, of course. And then I decided to take a rest stop for a moment. And as I did this, the cars just opened up for me, and I just drove right in and did the thing and came back out and drove on. It was just a beautiful day, just a beautiful day. It was a charming, cool, lovely morning, and it was just absolutely perfect. The entire trip was perfect. And I thought, well, now, why not always this way? And why do I say why not always this way? It is always this way. You see, we're so easily rebuffed by saying things in a standard brand way. We're so easily conditioned to say things like other people say it, you know, well, why not? Or would you like a piece of toast? Why not? Shut up! Herb, what are you saying? I said, would you like a piece of toast? And why not? No, the answer is not why not. Yes or no. I'm not going to make a why not piece of toast because I don't know how to do that. Do you know how to make a why not piece of toast? Yeah, it's either you do it or you don't do it, or maybe you do it or maybe you don't do it, but, you know, why not? You know, yes or no. And it's quite fascinating. It's quite fascinating. We can easily fall into the rut. Would you like to have brown bread for your toast, or would you like to have muffin? Yeah, both. Yeah. Oh, I hadn't planned on making both for you. I was going to make one or the other. Well, then why did you offer me two? Why didn't you just say, Herb, I'm making a muffin for you. Fine, thank you. Herb, I'm making brown toast for you. Thank you, that's lovely. You see, my mind is perfectly happy with whatever I get, because whatever I get is good. Whatever I get is very good. And so if you say that you're making me a piece of brown bread, I say, lovely. And then mentally, I visualize me enjoying a piece of brown bread. If you make a muffin for me, I gently and lovingly see myself eating a muffin. And then if you come to me and say, there are none left, oh, well, okay. You know. Or if you just say, Herb, I'm going to make you some bread, I'll say, thank you. I can have anything. It could be muffin or bread or whatever, and there's no limitation. But before you ask the question, be prepared to fulfill the answer. Yeah? During the seminar, there was a little lady who loved to be hugged. And every time we had a hugging, there she was being hugged. She was in her 70s, just a charming little soul. And she was a very well-built lady. And she just was having a great time. And it was fun to hug her. Do you know why it was fun to hug her? Because she was like breathing in, as I hugged her, breathing in all of the snuggles, all of the good feeling, all of the joy of it. She just breathed it in. And I thought, phew, if everyone did that, wouldn't that be some kind of hugging, you know? Wow. And pretty soon, other people started doing that. You see, it's up to us what we condition ourselves for and what we think of ourselves for. I do not have to experience anything negative. I do not have to experience anything positive. I do not have to experience anything. Ingeborg, are you God?
Yes, I am.
Do you have five senses?
Yes.
God has five senses, then?
More than five.
More than five. Well, now that's something I never heard before. But you see, when we start thinking of ourselves as God, then we stop thinking of ourselves as having five senses. We stop thinking of ourselves as being limited in any way. And that's what we want to do. We want to be master of ourselves, master of all the experiences we have in our life. Are you ready to be master of all the experiences you have in your life? Because you better. Nobody else is going to be master of your experiences. And what sort of thing do you want out of your experiences? Do you want a happy time? Or do you want a sad time? Or do you want an unhappy time? It's up to you. Totally up to you. Totally up to you. I was at the seminar in Tucson, and one lady said to me, "Do you have any children?" And I said, "Yeah." I said, "I don't know about anybody else, but I have the greatest son in the world. There is no comparison between him and anybody else in the world. He is just the greatest." Well, she says, "Well, my son is the greatest." And I said, "Oh, yes, how interesting. And then another lady piped up that her kids were the greatest, and another man said his son was the greatest. And I said, "All right, we'll have a contest. We'll take all our sons and stand them up in a row and have them take their stockings off and have them stand behind a card. Do you think you could pick out your son by his toes?" And most people can. But the thing is, why did I say that? Why did I say, "Can you pick out your son by his toes?" Do you think that your vibrations end at your nose? They go through your toes, too.
Nice.
They go completely through every organ, action, and function of your body. If Queen Elizabeth can walk into a room and by the radiance of her eyes command respect, why can't we? Why can't we live our life by the radiance of our presence, command respect because we respect ourselves? And when we do that, we don't have any bad experiences. We have only good experiences and only fun experiences. But it's up to you. It's up to you. What do you want to have? You want to have a fun experience? Well, then go for it. Now, we're going to put the lectures that we gave in Tucson on the internet, but we're going to put them on as seminar topics, and they will not take away from the Thought for Today or Instant Illumination or Absolute Philosopher, but they will also come through as an email to you. And if you want to listen to them, great. If you don't, just X them out. But they run usually an hour or more, but they are such fun. And I had such a good time with those wonderful people from Tucson. So I look forward to having a lot of fun with you. So let's see what comes from our relationship. For life is wonderful. And I love you. I love you.
I love you.